You've completed one study to estimate pesticide exposure in greenhouse workers and about to start another. In fact, very little research has been done. Can you tell us why?
Well, I think the greenhouse industry, although it has a high value, is relatively small. There are only about 65 commercial chrysanthemum growers in Ontario. And because of that, there just hasn't been the size of the industry isn't large enough to generate some major studies. I think that's one of the reasons that it's important that a university get involved and look at that type of thing.
What exactly were the studies and what were the findings?
Well, basically the study was to see if we could use a fluorescent tracer dye as a way of estimating exposure in a greenhouse, and the results show that that appears to be a good technique. That exposure in greenhouses, if people take good precautions, is relatively low in terms of application, but if they don't, they can get significant pesticide exposure, so it's very important to always use protective clothing.
Could you tell us about your second study?
The second study was basically to look at workers who are working in the greenhouse who weren't actually applying the pesticides and see what type of exposure they were getting, and also to evaluate different types of protective clothing and their effectiveness at further reducing exposure. And we found that there are some materials, things like Tyvek and different types of rubber protective coveralls and things that do a very good job of eliminating exposure to applicators.
All these chemicals are applied in the greenhouses. How do they affect others, such as the buyers, and particularly people with environmental allergies?
Well, fortunately, most of the time, the pesticides degrade in the greenhouse before they're ever shipped out. Many of these things have half-lives of less than 2 or 3 days. So usually a pesticide isn't applied within a week or even 2 weeks of it going out and being of a plant actually being sold to the public. So in most cases, there aren't any pesticides actually on the foliage, particularly of these chrysanthemums. Chrysanthemums themselves sometimes are a fairly major irritant to some people, and some people get a reaction to that. But there would be some people who are extremely sensitive that may have some sort of reaction, but fortunately that's very, very rare.
Are you studying the actual effects due to exposure?
Well, we do look at the levels of exposure that are occurring. We're not actually looking at the effects. There's been lots of research done prior to that that gives us a good indication of the types of health risks that can happen when exposure does occur with these pesticides.
To your knowledge, has the results of your first study changed the behaviors of greenhouse workers in terms of wearing protective clothing?
Well, I think very much so. I think one of the real advantages of this technique is that the results in terms of their being able to visualize exposure are immediate. As soon as they've gone through the imaging process, we show them the pictures on the television camera, and they're able to see where their exposure was, and certainly it's been an eye-opener for them. And shown them the importance of always using protective clothing and always making sure that it's in good working order. So I think it's been of real value that way.
What would it take to make sure that there are other studies done?
Well, I think this is a first good look at pesticide exposure in greenhouses. I think we've answered a number of questions, but there's always more to be there. And I think it's going to generate interest so that hopefully there'll be continued funding to look at other aspects of greenhouse exposure. So I think this study has helped increase the interest, and hopefully that'll generate additional work.
When will further conclusions of the study be made available?
Well, we're currently kind of wrapping up our last go-around as far as the field research goes and starting to write up results. So hopefully by this Christmas we should have some more information to report.
Okay, thank you very much.